manifest and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, world. Welcome to We Game Podcast. I'm your host, Agio, aka Chris Henry. Today has been a very emotional day for me, and it didn't start today. It started on yesterday morning. I was preparing to start my day, and there were some events that took place that were unexpected and could have potentially sent me in a different direction if allowed. However, because of my responsibility to live and walk in my purpose and be happy and practice what I preach, I overcame so much so that I can push through that day to conquer it. And once I got through it, as I reflected, I'm emotional because of the growth that I'm experiencing in myself, and also the acknowledgement of where there is still growth that I desire for myself to reach a greater state of being. And so I'll give you a little bit. So yesterday, I got up yesterday morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning, had a cup of coffee with a friend, started my day. I had a 7:30 hair cut appointment because I'm preparing to go to out of town, go out of the country. I'm excited about this, but after last week interaction, this week was really up and down for me because I constantly thought about the purpose of what happened, and I accepted it where it was. However, I also wanted to be able to process it and understand why it happened. And so if you've been tuning in, you are aware that last week, you know, I ran into the person that I was in a toxic relationship with, and it affected me emotionally. And I thought that it would bring closure, or I think that it has brought closure. I'm still processing it, but I'm also introspecting my emotions. Not that I feel there's a right or wrong way to do it. However, I want to live in my happiest self. So I have to choose to look at it in the most positive way that I can without expecting a result from the encounter. And so yesterday, I'm on my way to the barbershop on schedule. The first thing that happened after I drank the coffee that was very strong, shout out to Black and Bold coffee. You can get it at HEB if you live in the state of Texas. I'm not sure everywhere that it is sold. However, it's some of the best coffee that I've ever drank in my life, and I enjoyed it very much. And so shout out to Black and Bold for producing a coffee that, you know, I thoroughly enjoy, and I'm literally, it's become a bill. So anyway, I thought I drank the coffee. I was a little high sprung and jittery or whatever. I hadn't eaten, and nor had I taken my medicine. So if you read the introduction and you've been following me, you know I have a couple of pre-existing health issues that exist and that are still active in me currently. And I'm mainly speaking about the seizures. And so I hadn't taken my medicine the night before. Because I was so tired, I just fell asleep because I hadn't been able to sleep much this week. And I was jittery, and when I was getting dressed, I took my medicine out and placed it there on my dresser so that on my way out the door, I could take it. I didn't have anything to drink, and I didn't want to be running behind. So I said, I'm going to take this medicine on my way out the door. I'm going to grab a bottle of water and take my medicine. small detail. So I left out the door, left the medicine on the table, on the dresser, and I noticed that I hadn't taken my medicine when I got on the highway to head to my barber. Shout out to my barber, Scoop Styles, over at Clipper Styles on Scott in Tilwester. If you're in Houston, if you come to Houston, excellent team of barbers at this barbershop. It's most definitely the entire Black experience. If you need to go to the barbershop, you will enjoy yourself and you'll come out looking really good. And so I was on my way and I didn't want to be running late, but I texted and let her know that maybe I'm running just a little bit behind. As I'm on my way to my appointment, I began to think about not taking my medicine, and I got a little worried, which isn't typical of me as it pertains to my medicine, because I take it most of the time, and I'm not worried about having a seizure, because I feel like if I worry that I'll attract it to me. And so I'm on my way and I'm feeling jittery and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, well, I did have 2 cups of coffee. I haven't eaten. I didn't take my medicine. So I'm like, oh, I feel a little weird. You know, things are going on. You know, I'm like, I'm weird. And I don't know what the energy is saying right now, but I was literally paying attention to where I was and how I felt about that energy. Just kind of uneasy. And so I'm on my way, I'm rushing and I'm driving down the highway. And as I reach my exit and I'm on the street of my barbershop, the block before I reach my barbershop, my car stopped running. It just went dead. And I didn't know why it went dead. I'm not very savvy when it comes to taking care of cars once they stop, if they just stop running out of the blue. I know the regular things all change and so on and so forth, you know, maintenance, basic things to maintenance a car. And so the car stopped running and I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's the energy that I was feeling. Although I've been having a very perplexed week after the encounter with my old friend. And so I called my mother because right now the car that I had been driving belongs to my mother and she allowed me to use it while I get back on my feet. I called my mother and she thinks that it's the battery or something, some previous minor problem that it may have had before. And so she asked me, where was I? I told her, and she said, well, I have a tow, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to come over there because I have to be there for it to get towed. And so I woke up out of sleep, so she wasn't the friendliest. And because the car had just stopped, and I just was, I may have not been I didn't receive her tone well. And however, we pushed through. And so after I hung up with her, I realized I was in the middle of the street. But weirdly enough, the cars behind me were at the next light, the next block behind me, and they were at a stoplight. And the cars in front of me were at the next block ahead of me. And they were at a stoplight. And so the road was clear. There was no one coming from the left or the right. And so I saw where I can push the car and park it. Now, I haven't worked out. I'm not in shape. You know, I'm still recovering. I'm not confident in my strength at times. And so I begin to push the car and I get the car going. And unbeknownst to me, I don't know if I use that word right, but as I push the car, it takes off, and maybe it was a decline or something, because it took off pretty fast, or either I pushed it pretty fast, and I was running while I was pushing this car. And so I tried to hop in the car because I pushed it by myself. There was no one around really to help me push it. It was the man at the bus stop, but the bus was at the next light a block up. And so he may have wanted to help. He looked like he wanted to help, but he couldn't miss work or miss his bus because he's dressed for work. And so I pushed the car, and as it began to roll, I tried to hop in. And when I hopped in, I was holding on to the steering wheel, and I missed the whole car. But I was still holding on to the steering wheel, so I began to get drugged by the car. And so as it wasn't going super fast, so I pulled myself up, and I was kind of on the foot part of the car, the side of the door, not the seat, but the side of the car, sitting there and controlling, directing the car with the steering wheel from there. And I just let it roll until it stopped, which wasn't very far, and put my feet up and kind of just let it go. And it stopped. And as it got slower, I got in and stopped the car. And so I'm like, you know what? My mom said it's a small issue. The barbershop is a block up. I'm not about to let this ruin my day. It's been a hell of a week. I'm going to push through this, and I'm going to stay positive, and I'm going to go ahead and just continue on to the barbershop. And because I don't want to be late for my appointment, because I, too, have an appointment to get a COVID test at 9:30. I have a 9 o'clock hair appointment. So I really thought that I needed the car to accomplish all the things that I had planned. And nor did I expect the car to just stop running for whatever reason. And so I look up a ride from Lyft. Although it's a block after pushing the car, I'm a little winded because I only have one lung that's fully active. My other lung is covered in scar tissue, so it doesn't expand. So I'm out of breath, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not paying $10 to go a block. I'm going to walk. It's raining in Houston. The roads are wet. It's water puddles, so on and so forth. As I locked the car up, got everything out, and began to walk, I passed the lights. The oncoming traffic was just now starting to reach the block that I was at. I passed by the guy that was there, and it was funny. I looked up and I said, you know what? Shit happens. You know, I got something to do. I got plans, and I'm on my way, and it's no sense in me getting upset about what I can't control. He said, I know, brother. I know you're right. Keep it going. So I started to walk to the barbershop. I called the barber, let her know what was going on with me. And she told me, she said, well, that's fine, but you're running a little late. I have two other appointments, so you're going to have to be third in line. You're not going to be first anymore because I can't afford to get behind. And I'm like, that's cool. I understand. And so I get to the barbershop, and the normal crew that is usually there on Fridays early in the morning, they're there and they're having a conversation or barbershop talk. And I come in a good mood because, you know what, it's all going to work out. I get on my phone and I start to work it out. And so sit there and waited for the haircut, got the haircut, made it to the COVID test on time, made it also to my appointments. But I'm also battling with an injury from my finger, like a paper cut where the cuticle tore and got infected from when I was doing someone's hair, maybe some oil or hair got into it. I mean, it's in a lot of pain. I've been ignoring it all week. I actually canceled appointments due to this. And so, you know, I'm like, no, it's going to be all right. And just keep it moving. So I get to work. I do the hair that I'm supposed to do. But as I'm doing the hair, I realize that I'm more injured than I want to admit. And I'm reminding myself that in the past, I've had this injury before. But because of the money that I desired to make to do what I wanted to do when I was going on a trip or whatever it is I was going to do, I pushed through it and just sacrificed the whole finger, pain or not, to make the money and also to not disappoint the clients that was expecting me to show up. And so I do the hair. As I'm doing hair, my finger's starting to hurt. So I realized that I'm not going to be able to make it through my whole day. It's a little busier than I can make it through. So I rescheduled some appointments, and that's fine. At the end of my day, my mom called me and finally tells me what's wrong with the car because it's been towed to the mechanic. And the car engine locked up. because there's no oil in the car. Now, 3 or 2 days before that, my mom was on the phone with me, and I was complaining about the place where she liked to go and get her car, her oil change for that car, because I had been a couple of times to get service there, and they never have the type of oil that goes in the car. So she was on the phone with me just that week, and that happened. I also checked the oil, and it said that it was oil in the car, but that was misleading, apparently. And so, of course, she wasn't happy about it because, you know, although she don't drive the car and I was driving the car, it's still something that she worked hard for. And I don't think it was about the value of the car. It's more so about the security blanket of having something that you work hard for and you are attached to in some ways or another. And so I'm like, you know what? I am not going to let that deter me. I tell my mom, you know what? I'm going to handle it. Just get the prices for the new engine. That comeback is more than I expected, more than I'm willing to spend at the moment. And I started feeling guilty about the trip that I'm about to take. Now, the trip I'm about to take, honestly, it's a resource. Somebody helped me with this trip. It's a gift. And I did pay for my stay, like where I'll be lodging, but I did not pay for the trip. And so, you know, I'm starting to feel guilty and doubt if I should go, especially with everything that had happened. And so my friend, he's calling me to check on me to see if I need help. And he is like, you know, he's really being concerned, I believe, and trying to help. But when I go through things, sometimes I just want to be left alone so that I can process it and remain positive and not react and treat anyone any kind of way because I'm annoyed and I'm working on myself to be positive and to keep in mind that I'm not in control and that all of these things are things that I cannot change. So I have to accept them. And so that happened and that was cool. And he came to pick me up. I called him finally and said, yeah, I need a ride. I've rescheduled some appointments. I realized my finger is hurting. I need to do better at loving myself and taking care of myself, my health, even if it's a paper cut. The truth of the matter is that I'm not in a condition to service people and be my best right now. Also, with what happened with the car, I am also working through the emotions that I'm feeling because I don't want to disappoint my mother or make her feel unappreciated because I didn't take care of the car in time. And so as a result of that, it's gone. And he comes and picks me up. And when he gets there to pick me up, after he's called me several times, he had plans to go somewhere that I didn't know the full extent of his plans. And so he makes the gesture that he's in a rush. And that kind of annoyed me. That's when the work really began. The work, I had to work on myself because I was annoyed, but it wasn't his fault. It was just, I had worked through a lot and things were steady coming. And so he picked me up and we went to the cleaners to get my clothes. And this cleaners that I went to, I've been going to for years. And like over 10 years, the same staff, they know me, I know them. In my whole entire experience, I have never went and my clothes wasn't ready when they said they were going to be ready. And so I got there and the clothes wasn't ready for the first time ever. And I was like, okay, you know what? Cool. When I went back out to the car to get in with him because he was in a rush, I looked at my phone and one of my older cousins that I don't talk to very often, I had sent him an introduction to the podcast and he hadn't responded, but my LinkedIn app was open and I didn't open up. I guess I accidentally pressed the button, but as I opened up the app, the message part was open and I don't know if I had the notifications on or what, but the message part was open. And when I looked down at my phone, this app was open and he was sending a message. And it is in that message that I received a great blessing because of the timing and how isolated the situation, the incident was because he and I don't talk often. So I'm gonna cut that story off right there, and I'm gonna come back later on, and I'm gonna tell y'all, you know, tune in to the next episode, check it out. You know, welcome to the We Game Podcast, growth, alignment, manifested evolution. You know, we game, we all game, you know, we all growing one way or another. The resistance is it. And so welcome, check in, go to Audio Speaks Art, Chris Henry on Facebook. Again, my Cash App is $ADIO Cash. I love to hear your feedback. I love for you to tell me what's going on. And as when I check back in, I will pick up this story. But before I go, I'll say this. Have no expectations, and you will overcome the disappointing feeling that comes with it. See you later.
You've been listening to the We Game Podcast with your host, Audio. Show your support for the We Game Podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game Podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game Podcast is part of a Grow production company.